Foxton Readers, Level 1, Robin Hood, by Kelly Townley. Read by Amanda Jane Simpson. Copyright Foxton Books, 2022. Chapter 1. This is the story of Robin Hood. He lived with a group of men in a big forest in Nottingham, England. It was called Sherwood Forest. It was lovely in the forest. Robin Hood and his men were very happy. They were so happy, they were merry. They wore green clothes and were good fighters. Robin was especially good with a bow and arrow. They ate good food. They lived a good life. Robin Hood and his men were criminals. They stole things. The Sheriff of Nottingham wanted to put them in prison, but he could not find them. This made the Sheriff angry. He did not like Robin Hood. The Sheriff worked for the King. The King wanted money. He took it from the people. This is called tax. But the King took too much money. It made the people angry. They did not like the King or the Sheriff of Nottingham. Robin Hood and his merry men are not criminals, said the people. We like them because they steal from the rich and give to the poor. So how did Robin become a criminal? When he was 18, there was a competition to find the best archer. Robin walked through Sherwood Forest to get to the competition. Some men were in the forest. They worked for the King too. They looked after the King's deer. The deer lived in the forest. Where are you going? They asked Robin. I am going to an archery competition, said Robin. You are too young, they laughed. You cannot win. Robin was angry. I will win because I am the best, he said. Prove it, said one of the men. Okay, said Robin. I will shoot an arrow into that tree. That is too easy, said the man. It must be more difficult. Shoot that deer. Robin raised his bow. He took aim. Bam! The deer was dead. You are very good, said the man, but you have killed the King's deer. Now you are in trouble. The man raised his bow and arrow. He shot at Robin. It missed. Robin was angry again. He raised his own bow and shot the man. He fell down dead. Now Robin was a criminal. Robin was young and confident. He liked being a good fighter. One day he wanted to cross the river. There was a bridge. It was narrow. A big man was on the other side. Let me go first, said Robin, because I am better than you. The big man laughed. No, you must let me go first, because I am better and bigger than you. Neither of the men moved. The man had a big stick. And I have a stick, said the big man. Then I will get a stick too, said Robin. The man laughed. I will wait for you. Robin jumped down. and got a big stick. "Now we can fight," he said. They had a big fight. The man was big and strong, but Robin was small and quick. The man hit Robin's foot. Robin fell off the bridge and into the river. He was surprised. The man laughed. He helped Robin get back up. "You fight very well," said Robin. "What is your name?" "My name is John Little," said the man. "I will call you Little John," said Robin. Robin and Little John became best friends.